A 13th day of protests in Iran, as anger on the streets shows no sign of subsiding. Despite the government shutting off the internet, images of motorcycles on fire and overturned police cars are circulating on social media, as crowds openly defy the regime with cries of death to the dictator. The protests have spread across Iran to over 100 cities, even reaching the conservative Mashhad, birthplace of Ayatollah Khamenei. The supreme leader responded by accusing the US of interference.
The tyrants and arrogant people of this world, when they are at the height of their pride, they are overthrown. Trump will also be brought down.
Tehran broadcast images of pro-government rallies on Iranian television in an attempt to show it still has support. But videos filmed by locals show a shaken regime, with the statue of Revolutionary Guard Commander Qasem Soleimani being destroyed, or the Islamic Republic flag being torn in half, and Iranians chanting a new slogan, "Long live the Shah," in reference to the pro-Western Shah of Iran ousted by the 1979 Islamic Revolution. His son Reza Pahlavi urged Trump to help the protesters.
"Don't abandon the streets. I assure you that victory is near."
According to NGOs, Iranian authorities cracked down on protesters, arresting over 2,000 people and leaving dozens dead.